Roman's Product Management Podcast. 5 Product Owner Myths Busted. The product owner is a role which is often misunderstood and frequently misapplied. In this podcast episode, I'll address 5 common product owner misconceptions, and I'll explain why they are wrong and how the role can be effectively implemented. The first myth I'd like to address is that the product owner must ensure that the stakeholders are satisfied. Stakeholders can be powerful and influential individuals, but the value a product creates is ultimately determined by its users. No product will be successful in the long run if it does not solve a specific user problem, create a tangible benefit, or help the users achieve a specific goal. While internal stakeholders such as marketing, sales, and support do play an important role in successfully offering a product, it would be wrong to try and please them and to say yes to all their ideas and requests. In the worst case, you'd end up with a product that implements the stakeholders' requirements but does not effectively address the user and customer needs. At the same time, ignoring the stakeholders or excluding them from important product decisions is not helpful either. Instead, you should engage the stakeholders, leverage their expertise, and generate as much buy-in as possible. But do not allow people to dominate and tell you what to do, and don't agree to a weak compromise. As the product owner, you should own the product on behalf of the company and be empowered to have the final say, particularly if no agreement can be reached. Myth number 2. The product owner is a tactical role focused on managing the product backlog. In Scrum, the framework that gave birth to the product owner, the role is responsible for maximizing the value a product creates for the users and for the business. This requires full stack ownership, having the authority to make strategic product decisions in addition to tactical ones. Consequently, a Scrum product owner should own a product in its entirety, from the product vision to the product details. This means that the individual has to carry out product discovery and strategy work, in addition to product backlog refinement, as well as regularly reaching out to users and customers in order to understand their needs and validate new ideas. The situation, however, is different for product owners in the Agile Scaling Framework SAFe. This framework uses its own product owner role, which is different from the one in Scrum. The SAFe product owner is tactical in nature, and it focuses on working on the product backlog and guiding the development teams. The strategic work is taken on by another role, the SAFe product manager. Splitting product ownership and using a strategic and a tactical product role is a common scaling technique, although not necessarily the most helpful and appropriate one. Be therefore clear which product owner role you play and if you are a Scrum or a SAFe product owner, as your authority and accountability will significantly differ. I have always regarded the Scrum product owner as an agile product manager, and personally, I find it an unfortunate mistake that SAFe uses the same name for its tactical product role. This has created more confusion, and it has increased the misconceptions surrounding the role. The third myth I'd like to discuss is that the product owner is responsible for the performance of the development team. Now, an agile development team does a good job if the team can reliably meet the agreed goals and create software that offers a great user experience and exhibits the desired quality. As such a team is a self-managing group, the members are expected to jointly plan the work, decide how it is carried out, track the progress, resolve any disagreements and conflicts, and practice sustainable pace to stay productive and motivated. As it takes time for a group of people to become an effective self-managing team and to learn to make realistic commitments, the dev team needs a Scrum Master or Agile Coach who supports and advises them. This includes showing the development team how agile processes can be applied and suggesting specific techniques, facilitating meetings, and teaching people how to constructively deal with conflicts. In other words, the Scrum Master is responsible for helping the team do a good job. As the product owner, you should focus on the product, not the team and the process. Now, that's usually challenging enough. So don't make the mistake to cover the Scrum Master's work over an extended period, as this will either cause you to neglect some of your core responsibilities or to sacrifice your health, neither of which is desirable, of course. If you lack a Scrum Master, or if the individual is not sufficiently available or qualified, then consider what you can do to address this issue. Sometimes it's best to make the problem visible rather than carrying out some of the Scrum Master's tasks and thereby masking the issue. Additionally, don't make the mistake to interfere with the work of the development team. For example, it's a bad idea to tell people what to do in a sprint or to start assigning tasks to individuals. This damages the team's self-management, it takes away ownership from the group, and it makes the dev team dependent on you, as the individual who sorts out their problems for them. While you're not responsible for the team performance, you should, of course, care about the development teams you work with and offer helpful feedback and guidance. A great way to resolve any performance issues is to constructively address them in the sprint retrospective. Dig down to the root causes of the problem and explore how you can help to improve the situation. This might include involving the team members in continuous product discovery work, spending more time jointly refining the product backlog, or making yourself available to answer urgent questions and review finished work results during the sprint. Myth number 4. The product owner is responsible for writing user stories. User stories are a popular technique to capture end-user functionality, and they can be super helpful. But as the product owner, you are not a user story scribe or a product backlog manager. Refining the product backlog and writing user stories is teamwork. The development team members should actively contribute to removing, changing, and adding product backlog items, as well as breaking larger stories into smaller ones. Additionally, as the product owner, you might delegate some of the refinement work to the development team, assuming that people are happy and appropriately skilled to take it on. But it's important that you don't neglect the product backlog work, as the following story shows. A few years ago, I worked with an organization that now has become a leading provider to hire trusted handymen in the UK, like plumbers and electricians. Their product owner asked me for help, telling me that the dev team would always overpromise and then underdeliver. After looking at the product backlog, which at this stage consisted of a collection of adhesive notes on an office wall, I quickly realized why the team struggled so much. The backlog contained only epics, big coarse-grained user stories, but no detailed ready items. Development teams, however, need sufficiently detailed product backlog items to be able to create a realistic forecast for what can be done in a sprint and to succeed in meeting the sprint goal. If the items are too big and coarse-grained, most teams will struggle. Therefore, strike the right balance between strategic and tactical work and spend just enough time working on the product backlog together with the development team members. It's your responsibility as the product owner that the outstanding work required to progress the product and reach the next product goal is adequately captured in the product backlog. Such a backlog has enough ready high-priority items to guide the work of the development team and allow its members to create a done product increment, executable software that is tested and documented and that could be released. Myth number 5. It's the product owner's job to get the project delivered. Unlike traditional approaches to software development, Scrum does not offer the role of a project manager. It can therefore be tempting to view the product owner as a project manager substitute. But this would be a mistake. Project management is collectively practiced in Scrum, rather than carried out by an individual. What's more, the product owner is a product management role, responsible for managing the product and achieving product success, not for delivering a project. This requires the product owner to look after the product on a continued basis and to manage its life cycle, or at least large parts of it. To put it differently, you can think of the product owner as a product life cycle manager, managing the product's entire life cycle from launch to retirement. This encourages decisions that result in sustainable growth, and consider the product's longer-term impact on the users and the business. Contrast this with the job of a project manager, who is responsible for delivering a project to an agreed scope on time and on budget. Once that's been achieved, the project manager's work is done, and the individual usually moves on and works on another project, possibly progressing a different product. A project manager is therefore focused on a comparatively short-term effort instead of a longer-term outcome. Avoid therefore being a project owner, but aspire to manage your product for an extended period, ideally for its entire life cycle. This does not imply, however, that you should not care about meeting a specific product goal in a realistic timeframe and on an agreed budget. The opposite is the case. Use the release planning tools and techniques that work for you in order to track and guide the development work. But create a continuity of purpose by working with a product roadmap like MyGo roadmap that captures the specific outcomes the product should create in the next 6 to 12 months. I hope you found this podcast episode helpful. You can learn more about effectively applying the product owner role by attending my product owner training course and by reading my book, How to Lead in Product Management. And I discuss the product owner role in the interaction with the stakeholders and the Scrum Master and development team in a fair amount of detail in this book. Thank you for listening.